Stoys etere meister Chof hei ihr Tofshin ein sein, Rabbi Huda Mohammedstein. The question occurred to me yesterday that we would think no one could demand more of a person than to keep Torah mitzvahs. Could there be anything better? You're keeping kol ha-Torah kol, you do every single thing you have to do, and you never do any averus. Surely that should be enough. But the Torah seems to say no. In Mechukosai Teilechu, all the brochas are dependent on something else entirely. Shetiyu Amelim Matera. So I was very disturbed. Firstly, because I thought a tzaddik is a tzaddik. Tzaddik is somebody who keeps Kol HaTorah Kula. Does every single thing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam asks of him. And there's not a single thing he's told not to do, which he's over on. So he shouldn't get brochas. So how could it be that Mechukosai Teilechu is the key? It all hinges on Amelim HaTorah. Amelim HaTorah is very nice. People come to start your day and stand there Amelim HaTorah. They're working very hard to understand the Shia. Some of them just start with this Shia and then they go Mechal HaChol to better Shurim, to more. They learn Kol HaTorah. Cooler. It's about a regular person, Amelim HaTorah. A regular person isn't shy except... Okay, in yeshiva, you break your head over a Rashba, you're working very hard to understand the Shvera Tosis. I made him a Torah. But all the brochas should be Torah, I made him a Torah. It doesn't make sense. Then I was bothered by another thing. It means these brochas are only for men? Because surely the I made him a Torah can't apply to women at all. They have to learn certain things, but they're Amelim HaTorah. What's this Amelim HaTorah? Why should Amelim HaTorah be the mafteach to everything? To answer this, I was bothered by another question. To answer it. It says that Shemitah was observed for the 70 years of Golus Bavel. Oz Tiritzeret Shabbos Yisrael. There's 70 years Golus Bavel to correspond the 70 Shmitas which were left out. So I thought, what does that mean? If the land was desperate for a break, and you didn't give the land the break it needed, so we understand the concept. You weren't Mekayim Mitzvah Shmitah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes you to be away from the land, so the land gets its Shmitah, gets its break, gets its rest. Some or other. You need the rest. No, some or other, by Hukukuk, there has to be a rest. The land has to have a rest. But surely Shmitah has nothing to do with the land. It's to do with the people. It's to do with us. So why is there... a golus because of not keeping Shemitah. Chlal doesn't seem to make sense because we know this Toichem Chukosa is not like Kisovoi. This one is for Bayis Rishon, the other is for Bayis Sheni, and Bayis Rishon was Nechrav because of Avoy Dezora and because of Gil Aroyas and Shvichas Domim, which are various Chamurois, which are the most serious, terrible, terrible things. And Shemitah, by comparison, is something small. So it can't be. It doesn't make sense that this is the Sibah of Golus is Shemitah. It says so. It says Bavoyin Shemitah. There's a Tanai in Matan Torah Vayichan. Similarly, the Beis HaMikdash, we know that Ramban explains the Mikdash is the Hemshech of Har Sinai. And when the Beis HaMikdash is Oymed and it's being used, and Klal Yisrael and tremendous Madrega, the Isik B'Torah of a Mitzvah, of Milas Chasodim, they're wonderful people doing everything right. Except for one small thing they didn't do right, Sinas Chinom. Because of that, Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Not only is it destroyed, it's still destroyed today. Today we still haven't got a Beis HaMikdash. Why? Just because of this. But today also, Isik B'Torah of a Mitzvah, of Milas Chasodim, and those times it must have been much more, not a small percentage of Klal Yisrael, probably the whole lot. Everyone's Isik B'Torah of a Mitzvah, of Milas Chasodim. You can't have a Beis HaMikdash. Why? There's no togetherness, there's no Achdus. Similar idea, perhaps, is the Adonim had to come from Machsa Shekels, and Machsa Shekel, you have Achdus, you have oneness, it's togetherness. And Bamidbar tells us the Rabbeinu Shlom wants us to know how much we're loved by him. Monon, he counted them. Rashi says, Hashem loves the Eden so much, he counts them the whole time. They left Mitzrayim, he counted them. They left Nofle Be'egel, he counted them. He wants to be Masha Shechinosoi B'Soichom, he counted them. What does it mean? Yesterday we learned in Ovis, Mekabel Oil Torah, Mavin Men Oil Malchus Oil Derech Eretz. Somebody's Mekabel Oil Torah on himself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away from him Oil Malchus Oil Derech Eretz. He has no burden of Oil Malchus Oil Derech Eretz. Why? Is it a scha because he's Mekabel of Oil Torah? And what does Oil Torah mean? I want to suggest the following. Oz Tirtzeor Shabzisel is saying the following. The world is set up by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be a world for Klal Yisrael. Yisrael v'raisa v'kutsh v'brichu chadhu, and Yisrael v'raisa v'or alma. So the world is just for us. So Rabbeinu Shem is megala to us how one has to be. What was man made for? Omol. Odom lo omol yulod. A person was made for omol. What does that mean? It means he was made to work, to struggle. So it has to be like that. There isn't a possibility of living this life, of being in this world without omol, without struggle. But you have a choice. The struggle could be in Torah, meaning in Dvorim Ruchniyim. The person could be working the whole time on their midas, working not to be jealous, working to be happy, working to be content, working on themselves to concentrate in davening or even during a shir sometimes. A person concentrates and they try and they push all their effort into doing this mitzvah better benon chaveiroi, better with shalom bayis. Every single area of life, the person is battling and he's struggling, he wants to be on time and he wants to do this. I didn't mean anybody. But he tries very hard, because I'm very bad with time. I'm always late. Kamat. But a person's struggling, that's omol. A person struggles, he pushes himself all day. Push. So if his omol is in ruchnius, then the Rebbeinu Shem says, hear all the brachas. But if your omol wasn't in ruchnius, if the omol is missing in ruchnius, then the Rebbeinu Shem will give you omol in other things. And that's pshat natoichel. Because you didn't put the omol in Torah. An odom lo omol yulot. The same thing with the Kabbalah of oil Torah. Mavir mer oil malchus v'oil derech eretz. Because he doesn't need it. What would be the tachlis of oil malchus v'oil derech eretz? The answer is struggle. That would be the goal of it. The oil malchus v'oil derech eretz is to give you a hard time. To give you a struggle. See, if your struggle is, I don't understand this Rashba, I'm working very, very hard, or the struggle is, I'm trying very hard not to get into a temper, I'm trying to overcome my kaas, b'teva I'm a kaasin, I'm trying to overcome the kaas, or b'teva I find it difficult to get along with people, and I'm working hard to get along with people, so that's omol. So we ask the question, how could the women have a shaykhus to b'chukoyset heleichu omol? They don't have omol Torah. They don't know what a Shver Tosis means. They don't know what it's all about. No, but everybody has Omel. They have a potential Omel in Ruchnius. I'm working to do more chesed. I'm working not to be jealous. I'm working to be content. I'm working to love the people who are hard to love. I don't think any of us have got even a great ambition in this area. But the Arizal said, before you start davening in the morning, you have to be mekabel on yourself. So what does Vavtrech Moicha? The answer is, it means even them. Even him. Even the person who you really, really can't stand. Vavtrech, what? Not just to be okay with them, not just to be moichel them, or say, all right, you know, I can't do anything about him, he's a nudnik, he's a nuisance, he's a pest, I can't cope with it. No, v'havtrech moichel, to love him as much as you love yourself. It's tremendous, tremendous madrega. What do you mean madrega? It's posing a chumash. Is it less than putting on mezuzah on your door? Is it less than a kazayis matz on leil seder? No less, it's a mitzvah say. It's a mitzvah say, v'havtrech moichel. But needs omel, needs tremendous omel, tremendous hard work. When Klal Yisrael have ambitions, where do their ambitions lie? There's a mimer written by Reb Elia during the Second World War. Reb Elia Lapin wrote a mimer called Am HaNivcha. It was printed in the Chaveres, in the East End of London. A well-known article that he wrote, Maimon Amanivcha, and he said there, people complain about Jewish people. They say they're all into money. But it's a posuk, Oyev Kesev Liyisba Kesev. So Reb Elia said, we've got a much, much, much stronger drive in this area than other people have. But what's it meant for? It's meant for Oyev Torah Liyisba Torah. It's meant to give us a tremendous desire to know more Torah. I want to learn more, I want to know more, I want to remember more, I want to chazer more, I want to understand better, I want to go deeper into something. That's what it's for. It's for Oyev Torah Liyisba Torah. But if a person isn't using it for the Oyev Torah Liyisba Torah, then it's going to be Oyev Kesef Liyisba Kesef. It's going to be just into money. But if a person's got the choice, like in B'chukaisa, the Torah says, B'chukaisa tileich, sh'yameilim b'Torah. And what's the alternative? Yeah, there's an alternative, but it's not without Omel, it's with Omel. In Megillas Rus, it says in the Pasuk, V'atera ki misamet si l'leches ito. The Rus was having a very hard time. She was finding it very difficult to become a Gioris. Not because the Bezdin were pushing her away a million times, because she was having this conversation with Normie, and she was coming to realize it's so difficult. Until now, she's been extremely eager to become a Gioris. She wants to be a Megayer. Now, the Mepharshim explained, she really was a Megayer earlier on, but there was a weakness in that previous Gioris because of the fact that she married somebody exceedingly wealthy. When people marry an exceedingly wealthy person and they're Megayer for that, that although a Gioris is chal, even when it's for an ulterior motive, but it's not such a strong geirus. So she wants to be, it's the new geirus. And the raya is, because it says Machlon B'chilion died for the chet of leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlaret, not for the chet of marrying out. So Al Korach, there was a geirus previously. It says, it's actually the Loshon Rambam, it says Machlon B'chilion shnei gedoy le'ador hoyu. They were gedoy le'ador. They're unbelievably great people. So they married Noshim Nochriyos? How could it be? And then they're punished for leaving Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutzlaretz? Be punished for marrying a non-Jewish woman? No. There was a Geirus, but to be Megayah, to marry such a person. So now she's being Megayah, and she's struggling. She's finally having such a hard time. That's when she's accepted. So the Gaon learns from that. You have a rule of thumb to know whether or not something you're doing is right or wrong. If it's very smooth and very easy, it's probably the wrong thing to do. If you're battling with yourself and you're struggling with yourself, should I, shouldn't I, should I give it up, should I not give it up, do I really need to, do I really have to go, do I really have to do this, then probably it's the right thing to do. It's that struggle. What do people want? What are people desperate for? So Parshas Bamidbar starts off with Nis'avu Yisrael Litgolim. Look in the Medrash. Nis'avu Yisrael Litgolim. There's an incredible Loshna over here. It says, Heviyani al beis hayayin, nisavu bnei Yisrael litgolim. They said, just like the Malachi Ashoris have the golim, they want the same thing. So Samus explains this. He says that this loshen, lezer yubnei Yisrael misavin lizkois lias b'mokim hamnucho dveikus gufom b'shoyrish nishmosom ad sheyizku lias nimshachach abeis avoysom. Because it says the ovos heinen in Markova v'zeu zochu lezer b'in yad golim shem k'moy malachi ashoreis shegufom mzuchoch rak las v'soin koinom. The Malachi Ashoreis, they're so perfect. All they want to do is the will of the Rabbeinu Shloilam. And so too, Am Yisrael, at the time of the coming in the Midbar, they wanted to be encamped in a way which is similar to Malachi Ashoreis. Nis'avu b'nei Yisrael et golem. This was what they're desperate for. They want to golem. We'd have thought, what's the golem? Having flags? Who needs flags? Do you need flags? You go to America, you see outside every house there's an American flag out. In certain neighborhoods, every house got a flag outside the house. Here, the people are not very patriotic. They're a bit the opposite. They're embarrassed of being English. They don't have such a thing as a flag. Over there, loads and loads of houses have flags outside in the garden. A flag, an American flag. This Avi Yisrael et Golem, we needed flags. What's the big deal? The territories we want to be Malachi Ashoreis, in what way? What was the soid of being like Malachi Ashoreis? So this Klal Yisrael wants clarity about their place. Why? In order to be Zoicha to Matan Torah, we have to have a wanting to hear Koil Hashem. I was struggling yesterday with understanding two things which seem to be complete contradictions to one another. On the one hand, it says, Giborei Koyach Oisei Dvorei Lishmoyev Ko Dvorei's Shem Yishvius. That Shmita is unbelievable. It's incredible that somebody keeps Shmita. How can he leave his land fallow the whole year? How can he do nothing all year? All year long, you've got nothing. The biggest tycoon, the billionaire, is now exactly shov b'shova with the beggar in the street. They're exactly the same. They all have nothing. They have zero. Absolutely zero. Nothing at all. He's a tycoon. He's got the portfolio with so many properties. He's got nothing. It's Shmita this year. For a whole year, he's totally penniless. He's got nothing. And everyone's the same as him. And he says, hey, what are you doing on my land? You're a trespasser. You're trespassing. No, I'm not trespassing. Maybe you're trespassing. It's not your land. Of course it's my land. No, every seventh year, in fact, Lexicus Musidus says over from Josephus, the Roman historian, he says that the year of Shmita, you couldn't deal with the Eden at all. You couldn't have anything to do with them because they were on a high. They had a yontif for a whole year. We understand a yontif could be a few days, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days, because the Shabbos afterwards, and then it's Chol HaMoed already. The Eden had a yontif for a whole year. We can't be massing it. A yontif for a year? Yeah, on holiday for a year. It wasn't summer holiday, it was Chag Lashem for a whole year, every seventh year. We take one day off every 7 days. Then they took a whole year off. It was just Shabbos. Shabbos for a year instead of Shabbos for a day. So it's an incredibly high madriga. Giboyre koyach lishmoye b'koy dvora. Oyster lishmoye b'koy dvora. And then we're saying, Bava in Shmita, they're kicked out. They're expelled. Are you saying it's a basic thing? Shmita's basic. You don't want to keep Shmita out. You haven't paid your rent. You get evicted. You didn't pay your rent. Your rent is Shmita. You didn't keep the mitzvah. Get out. It's not your country. Kli Haaretz. Always saying, Gibori Koyach, it's for incredibly great people, Bale Madrega. Now, which one is it? The answer is it's both. The Am Yisrael are really expected to be Gibori Koyach L'Shmei Bekol Devorah. What is this Gibori Koyach? Maybe the pshat is, I saw the Sfasemis has this Mahalach in Shmita. He says, Shmita is the great equalizer. Shmita is the time of Oni V'Osha B'Yachad. Like Machsa Shekel is Oni V'Osha exactly the same. The rich man, he wants to give a massive donation. He probably wants a plaque up on the base of Mikdash as well. And he can't get anything, nothing. He's exactly the same as the poorest of the poorest of the poorest. The Chatzi Shekel, Machsa Shekel. No difference at all. He wants to give a big donation. He says, what do you mean? I'll underwrite the whole project. No, sorry. Machsa Shekel. With Shover. That is Batlus, what's it from? And why is there Golus without it? So I found in Michtam Eliyahu and Chelek Hei a fabulous shtickle on Chitzonius. It's entitled Chitzonius Hainu Golus. Being external is the same thing as Golus. Why? Why is that Golus? And the answer is because the Pnim Ha'odom, the depth of the human being, the person himself, is the neshama, is the chelek lekamimal, is the attachment with Ribbono Shel Olam. When a person's hasog, when a person's ideas, his mind, his mindset, his ambitions, his drive, his goals, they're all in chitzonius, this causes a siluk from Hashem. So when Klal Yisrael are keeping Shmita, they're rooted, they're focused on Hashem. They're focused on Kili Haaretz. So it's shaykh for them to have the land without being ruined, without being messed up. Otherwise, they're not going to, they can't be focused on that. They're focused on externals, and therefore they are in Golus. When they were kicked out, when they were expelled, when they were forced to go down to Bovel, that wasn't a change. They were in Golus already. In the same way that when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Beis HaMikdash was not being destroyed, it had already been destroyed through the Chatoim of Klal Yisrael, because there was already a Siluk Shechina from the Beis HaMikdash as a result of the Chatoim, which are Mafsik, which are Mechitza Shel Barzel. So Desta says, when a person is attached to Pnimius, then he is with himself. Then he's at home with himself. Then he's comfortable with himself. Then he has happiness and contentment and harmony with others too, because he's at home. But when a person detaches himself from himself and he goes outside, he's going outside himself, then he's really in Golus. When a person isn't margish, this Golus, it's because the Yetzer Hara convinces him, the Yetzer Hara tricks him into believing that this is his place, that this is his identity, this is where he belongs. The Yetzer Hara lies to a person. The Yetzer Hara lies to the person to make the person absolutely sure that the external things he's busy with and he's excited about, that they are his things. The reality is, those aren't your things at all. The only thing that you have is love of Hashem, and love of Ruchnius, and love of Mitzvahs, and Geschmack from His Karvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what you've got. And all those other things which you think you like, you think you enjoy, that's only because you've been tricked and misled and hoodwinked by your Yetzer Hara. That those demyonos prevent the person recognizing that he's in Golus. But when he looks at it objectively, then he realizes that that's not him. And that he's really separated from all those things which really give him pleasure. We know that one of the worst forms of pain is the pain of loneliness. One of the worst things that a person could ever suffer, Loyalenu, is being lonely. The greatest loneliness of the human being is when he's not attached to his pnim. So his pnim is alone. His inside is alone. His inside is all crying out and screaming with pain, I'm alone, you're not joining yourself to me. He's with strangers. Golus, when Am Yisrael are forced to leave Eretz Yisrael and be scattered amongst the nations of the world, that's because they didn't recognize the Golus which they had in the place where they didn't need to have Golus. They didn't recognize it, didn't appreciate it. So what hope is there when one lives in a Doich Hitzoini? When you live in a time when everyone is focused on externals. And why does Golus help? So he explains it with something to do with Ritzicha B'Shoigig, and I think it's quite easy for us to understand why the Ritzicha B'Shoigig goes into Golus. If somebody, Loelenu, he killed by mistake, it's a sign that someone else's life, someone else's existence, isn't so precious to him. It doesn't matter so much to him. If it was really precious, if he loved it, if he loved the other person's life, he couldn't come to take the person's life. He'd be nizer b'yoser. So at the time of the Golus, when the Ritzach B'Shoi goes into Golus, his attachment to his Sviva is broken. And as a result of being Mevatl, his Inyonim Gashmiim, through Golus, he's forced to do something new. He's forced to get busy with himself. He hasn't got all the things around him which he was previously so distracted by. He's now got some time for meditation. He's got now some time to deal with himself. Because it's that lack of involvement with himself which has caused him to not be machshiv the life of another person. He says that's the tshuva for even though it's b'shoigig. Even b'shoigig, because although the ritzicha is ritzicha b'shoigig, there's some element of blame. It's not oinus. Rav Dessa actually says an extremely sharp thing about this in Chelek Aleph. There's a, and he says, oh, I think Shem B'Ruchim. The Gemara says, Heroitz Litois Yovavieta. So the kasha is, what do you mean Heroitz Litois Yovavieta? The one who wants to make a mistake can go and make a mistake. If I want to make a mistake, it's not a mistake, it's deliberate. That's not called mistake. Mistake is what I don't intend to do. If I do intend to do it, it's no mistake. So what's the pshat in Heroitz Litois Yovavieta? And he answers, there's some element inside me that doesn't oppose it so much. And that's how I came to make a mistake. Because there's some things we never forget. If something's really, really, really important to you, you don't forget it. It's only possible to forget things which don't matter so much to you. Because that's an oinus. That's not your fault at all. There's an oinus means it's not my fault at all. A mistake is not an oinus. A shoigeg, if somebody was Michal Shabbos b'shoigeg, he brings the korban chatos. What was the shoigeg? Why did he have to bring korban chatos? Why does he need a kapora? Because it was a shoigeg. Had he been even more careful, he wouldn't have come to do it. But an oinus, there's no korban chatos. Oinus isn't your fault at all. You didn't have any control whatsoever. A shoigeg, there is, it was a preventable mistake. Sorry? Yes, you should have checked your axe to make sure that the blade was on very, very tightly, and therefore no, there wouldn't be any damage, or else you would post people all around saying, beware, health and safety regulations, they're chopping wood here, please keep far away, it's a dangerous area. Like in the places where they're doing a missile range, you have all sorts of notices to keep you far away from it. There's always some element of blame. You could have prevented it. That's shogeg.
It could lead to
meis. It can lead to meis, but shogeg comes from some blame. That he says, simon hu she'ein chaye chaveira yikorim be'ein of koroi. The other person's life isn't yokor, isn't precious enough for you. I said once, Savod, maybe it's right, maybe it's an emes Savod. The Gemara tells us that the Einish for Bittel Torah is Askara, Rechmon Islam, diphtheria. The Einish for Bittel Torah is Askara. So the Gemara asks, well, it can't be because Goyim get it. They can't have an Aver Bittel Torah because they're not allowed to learn. And the answer is yes, a Goy can have an Aver Bittel Torah because he had his music blasting and I couldn't concentrate on my Gemara. He was outside doing his work. I don't know what he was painting, and he had the radio on, and he was listening to his pop music. I couldn't learn properly, so he gets a chet bittel Torah. Is it in the Gemara? Doesn't actually mention pop music there, but the Gemara. So then the Gemara asks, how could women get that very bittel Torah if they don't have a chi of Talmud Torah? The same thing. They stop the husband learning. Can you do this for me? Can you do that for me? Can you go here? Can you go there? Phoning, messaging you in the middle of your shir. So women can also get bittel Torah. What about children? Also, a baby cries. That's it. Gemara says Talmid Rabbi Akiva died because it was askara. Well, they didn't do bittel Torah. It's not good kovod zelazeh. Nothing to do with Bittel Torah at all. So I answered, I think it's true, when you don't give somebody respect, you don't give somebody attention, they don't feel good. You don't give a person doesn't feel good if he doesn't get attention. And if somebody doesn't feel good, he can't learn as well. Shlomo Brevda, Zecharon Baruch, once said, he said, the mashkichim of old used to come into the yeshiva and tell the bochum a thing or two. They'll tell the bochum, you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. He says, today, every bochum needs to have two mashgichim. One to stand on his left-hand side, and one to stand on his right-hand side, and each of them has to say to the bochum the whole day, day in, day out, you're great, you're fantastic, you're fabulous, you're doing really well, keep it up, keep up the good work, keep up the good work, keep up the good work. He says, that's our, we need it. It's not a joke, we need it. We need it the whole time. So if you don't get the chizuk from other people giving you attention and telling you you're important and giving you respect, you can't learn as well. So maybe there's a little Torah. That's a little Torah that caused askara. So the side over here is that when this person went into Golus, he was forced to deal with himself. And through that, he becomes more in touch with Inyonim Ruchniyim. Inyonim Ruchniyim have a different erech. Once Inyonim Ruchniyim have a different erech, he realizes that every other human being is precious and matters. And that's the tikkun for a tzicha b'shogeg. To realize the value of human life. I want to give you an example of this, which I heard years ago. Every time there's an Olympic Games in a different country, they build a stadium. They built a stadium in China, a stadium here, a stadium there. And you look and you hear, how many people got killed while they were building the stadium? Oh, a certain number of people got. Oh, that in that stadium, only 50 people got killed while they were building it. And they made a rock concert over there, but only there were only 32 fatalities there. And it's like just part of it. There's no, in our world, life isn't precious. People aren't married because they're Megushim. They're in Golus. That's Golus. Golus is when we don't realize how precious everybody is. For Am Yisrael to get the Torah at Har Sinai, there had to be a Hasoga of Ruchnius, Hasoga of connection with the Rebbeinu Shloilom. That was Nisav Yisrael Lidgolim. What did they want? They wanted to be Kamalach HaShoris. Who have what? Do they have mishpochas where they know where this mishpocha of Malachim belong, where that mishpocha of Malachim belong? They don't have mishpochas. But they each know their purpose. Friction is due to people thinking that they don't have value, that they're not important, thinking that someone else could do your job, someone else could take your place. No one can take your place. All friction is based on that missing knowledge, that missing awareness. The very first question we're going to get asked after 120 is, Nasosu Nasata Bemuna, did you deal honestly with other people in business? Well, what's an Nisoyan? Nisoyan is because we can forget who's the boss, we forget who's running the world. When Am Yisrael came to that Shleimus of Achdus, and we don't find they ever had it besides then, only Matan Torah, there was the absolute clarity, no one is my competitor. I haven't got any competitors. Tell that to a businessman. You've got no competitors. What are you talking about? Of course I've got competitors. No, no one is your competitor. No one in life is your competitor. It's not a question of, is the husband winning or is the wife winning? Who's getting her way? They say that the reason to break the glass on the chuppah is the last time you put your foot down. You know, that's because afterwards only she gets her way. The emes is, the whole Ashkofas HaChaim has to be, there are no competitors. Everyone gets exactly what they're meant to have. That was what Degolim was about. That's what Bamidbar is telling us. So we always have Bamidbar just before Shavuos. To say, to get to Shavuos, there has to be this harmony and this peace of mind, the clarity that I have what I meant to have. This Shevet is in this spot, he's meant to be in the north, and he's meant to be in the south, and he's meant to be in the east, and he's meant to be in the west, and everybody's got their place. And it matters so much. Similarly, in the Mikbeis Mikdash itself, Mesheresh Hashir B'Misa, the Levim. Maybe there's a Levi with a fabulous voice, and he wants to swap over. He wants to swap over. His job is just standing by the gates. He sees a guy in the choir who's got a flat voice. He wants to change. Mesheresh B'Misa, sorry, this is your job. You've got your job. Don't be scared, don't be frightened, don't be worried that somebody else is doing this. You've got your job. To come to Har Sinai, we need that absolute clarity, and it's shown in everything. Otherwise, we're in Golos. So as soon as the Eden don't have Shemitah, they don't have this Lishmoya B'Koil Devoroi. The Koil Devoroi is the Onivash are the same. We're all the same. We're all Rabbein Shem's children. There's no difference. We're all his children. We've all got different jobs. And no one's ever going to stand on your toes. Like we see in the Beis HaMikdash, Oimdim Tzvufim. If they're Oimdim, if they're rigid, if they're not willing to budge, then Tzvufim. Then it's crowded, I'm stuck, I haven't got anywhere to go. Mishtachrim, you're easy going, you're relaxed. You see, no one's taking away from my place, no one's taking away from my covered, no one's taking away from my attention, no one's taking away anything from me. Then Revochim, and it's all easy. And that's what Mashiach comes from. That's where the Gula comes from. The Gula comes from Mishtachvim. Mishtachve Hashem Barakodesh. Look, that's the whole problem. There's no Mishtachve. The problem what we're missing is the Mishtachvim. Mishtachve Barakodesh B'Yushalayim. We want to be Mishtachve Hashem. What's the Mishtachve? Mishtachve is when we really chab, no one's my competitor. No one's taking away from me. I've got what I've got, he's got what he's got, she's got what she's got. That's Nisav Yisrael at Golem. On that it says this incredible Loshen, which we saw in the Medrash. I want to finish off with a word. I saw a phenomenal machshav in Mishle in the Gon. Mishle Yud, Pasuk Chav Zayin. It says, Yiras Hashem toisif yomim mishnois shoyim tiktsarino. If you have Yiras Hashem, it's toisif yomim, you have a long time. It says, Kash Odom Tomid Beir of a Fachad Chayavenam Chayim. If a person lives a life full of anxiety and nervousness and worry, his life's no life. It's the worst thing if a person's full of fear. He could die from worry in a very short time. But the Yiras Hashem, that adds life, that adds years. And it's not like any other form of nervousness or fear or anxiety. Even though they seem to be sitting b'shalva, they don't have any pachad alikim, therefore they should live a long time, because they're not nervous, they're not frightened, they're not worried. They're still going to be cut off, they won't have a life. What the Torah is, Shlomo HaMelech is telling us over here is, the Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim is because this is the good, the good Yira, the good nervousness, like we said right at the beginning. The Omol can be this Omol or that Omol. Choose the right Omol. It will either be Omol B'Torah and then you have all the brachas, or it's the other sort of Omol, the other sort of frustration, because you didn't choose Omol B'Torah, you didn't choose to put all your focus and all your attention in struggling with Ruchnius becoming greater. And then it's the other way around. So here as well, the Yira is part of life. Fear is part of life. But if it's Yiras Hashem, then Yiras Hashem Toisif Yomim. Good.